up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Good morning again. Yes, that's right. This is David Kogan, and as you know, this is all about heroes, those that are making a difference. And today's lineup, as it is every week, is absolutely amazing. Before I introduce who we have first, it is all about heroes. We have the woman behind Hardcore Pawn Reality TV show. We also have, that's right, the CEO, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, that'll be on the air, and a very special guest that we can't release his name yet, but you're going to want to make sure that you listen. And without further ado, we have a legendary icon. He is an incredible hero in business today that we'll be interviewing. He's on Forbes' Wealthiest Man in America, one of Forbes' Wealthiest Man in America. However, this is not what makes him a hero. It's his story of how he got to where he is today, how he revolutionized the industries he has been involved in, and what he is doing for the community. Our hero is John Paul DeGioia, who can be reached at aubio.com. Now that's AUBIO.com. Now, John, since there are so many businesses that you've started and been involved with, please share with us some of them.
Sure. Well, the first one that I started on the back of my car was $700 back in the early 80s was Paul Mitchell, Paul Mitchell Salon Hair Care, John Paul Mitchell Systems. And then in 1989, co-founded Patron Tequila. We started Patron in 1989, and both companies are doing very, very well. And, of course, the latest couple are, besides the Marquee Yacht Division, is Rock, R-O-K Mobile, R-O-K Mobile, where for $49 you get all your phone calls, all your texting, all your data, $100,000 worth of life insurance, telemedicine, everything, and you pick your own carrier. But the more exciting one here now that I think we want to chat about today is Aubio, A-U-B-I-O. It's a plant-based cold sore treatment that really, really works. And two-thirds of the population have the cold sore virus.
And that's incredible. I mean, everything you touch turns to gold. I mean, what is the...
Well, not everything. Some things did. A lot of things didn't quite go that way. They went the other way.
Really? But, you know, what's the secret, though, to being able to revolutionize industries? I mean, that's what you've done with hair care, being, you mentioned, co-founder of Paul Mitchell Systems, tequila, too, with Patron Spirits, House of Blues.
Sure.
Now you're doing it again with the life science, being Aubio. What's the secret? How do you do it?
Well, what it is it's the quality. In the professional hair care industry, when we started Paul Mitchell, we want to make sure the hairdressers had the finest products available that were good for them, that they loved what they did to hair. So we went after that niche. Let's go after the very finest and after and through hairstylists, because they know what is the best and what to recommend. With Patron, it was the world needed an ultra-premium tequila. They needed tequila so good that they could sip it, and it tasted good. They didn't have to hold their breath. It was that good, and maintain it with that same quality year after year after year. So we introduced Patron in 1989, and it's something that the market needed. With Rock, Rock Mobile, R-O-K Mobile, is people need it, my God, for under $50, or say for $50, all their phone calls, all their texting, all their data, some international calls, all their music, more than 20 million songs downloaded and captured, $100,000 worth of life insurance, plus burial insurance, plus telemedicine over the phone where a doctor talks to you over your phone. It was something people need. It's like a new lifestyle. We saw that and been working on it for years, and we finally just released it a short time ago, Rock Mobile. And we have a website you go to where independent stores have it. With Aubio, when I found out 3.7 billion people on the planet, two out of every three, have the cold sore virus, I thought this is a good one. And if I could bring it out where it's available, where everyone could afford it, and it is, it's real affordable, and sell it over the counter and get all the tests it's done to show that it really, really works, boy, would I'd be helping out a lot of people and saving them a lot of money. And that's how AUBIO got into business.
I mean, and absolutely.
It's quality. There is a secret is quality. We want quality and priced properly, not gouging people. It's the best there is, but you price it properly or people could afford it.
And we have John Paul DeGioia. You could reach him at aubio.com. That's AUBIO.com. And you're listening to Alliances Heroes. And are you a hero in business? Go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. That's the place where entrepreneurs align. And Aubio is you're advancing through life sciences. So let me understand. It's through advancing life sciences through plant sciences, and specifically with with cold source. Do you see this though evolving into other things too, using plant sciences?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. In fact, we're in studies right now to show other uses just of the base plant formula. That's part of the total formulation for Aubio. We're in that research right now, and we're blown away at what it's doing. So we're looking at changing the world through plants, plant sciences. But while I'm doing it, even though it's sold over the counter, I'm still doing the kind of studies that, you know, one may think you're going to do to pass the Federal Food and Drug Administration. We're doing those kind of studies, so to prove that it really, really works, and it works great. And we just released Aubio just a few months ago, and it's doing pretty good.
Incredible. Now, I know you're also a family man. I believe you have 6 children, one of which actually is going to be on our show next month. What would you say, though, is the most important advice you feel that parents can share or instill with their children to live a full and productive life like you have and continue to do?
Great question. First of all, don't ruin them with money. When they're growing up, make sure their allowances are minimal and they do something in return for that allowance. Don't let kids grow up thinking they're entitled to do something. I worked from a very young age, and all my kids started working at fairly young ages. So, you know, allow your kids to get out there in the summertime, get a part-time job. You know, start getting involved in doing something and taking care of themselves and getting away from entitlements. And as much as possible, keep them off the video games and off the TV. Get them outside. God, does that work when you get them outside. When kids are outside, they have more fun, and they grow up a lot healthier and a lot happier.
And you are an inspiration to so many people. I mean, in fact, your childhood, you grew up in a foster home. What do you say, though, is one of one of the most important things that you learned during that time that impacted who you are today? Because I know that it must, you know, still is always on your mind and stuff of how you grew up in the foster home.
Good question. From about 5 years old to 9 years old, I was in a foster home Monday through Friday because my mom had to work and there was no one to watch us. We were a single family parent, period. My dad, like, kind of a deadbeat dad. So we knew that had to be. So we, you know, obviously loved our mom, and from Friday night until we had to go to school Monday morning and the rest of the week we're in the foster house, we learned love, and we learned that you could be okay on your own, that no one's deserting you, and by gosh, there were other kids in the foster home that really didn't have a home to go to. You know, and their parents, they maybe saw once a year. So we got a lot of empathy for them also, looking at what they had and, you know, what small things we had were huge compared to them. So we had a lot of empathy for people.
And again, we're talking with John Paul DeGioia, one of the wealthiest individuals in America. Yeah, and you're also a philanthropist, which is so important. Also
yeah,
supporting.
Success. That's why I talk about success and shared is failure. You got to give back. Giving back is kind of like paying rent for being on the planet Earth. And if you're successful financially or even with your time and you don't give back, then you're a failure.
And you support underprivileged children. Is this proof that anyone
sure
in America, regardless of their economic upbringing, can make it? And we've got just a little less than a minute left.
Yeah, sure do. In fact, even the homeless, we have several things going on for homeless, get them back on their feet again, and a lot of young people that need a shot, or even kids in some foster homes, to give people a break when they're young and let them know that no matter what happens in your life, there's always tomorrow. And we heard the expression, you know, today's the next day, the rest of your life. Well, by gosh, don't let what happened in your past affect you today. Look at something new and just charge forward, knowing that you can do it.
John Paul, you are incredible. It takes a hero to be able to revolutionize whole industries like the hair care market, tequila with Patron Spirits, House of Blues, and now with life science company Aubio. To be an active philanthropist, like being part of the Giving Pledge, you are proof that growing up in an economically challenged household doesn't hold one back. And in our hero's case, may have even helped him. John Paul DeJoria is definitely a hero and an inspiration to others. When we return, we're going to have the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, John Scully.